Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to bring you another great interview from our week in Kansas City at the NAFB convention. Right now, we're going to talk about some lamb, and we're going to visit with the folks for the American Lamb Board. With us is Peter Camino. He is the vice chair. And Peter, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm ready to talk some lamb. I'm ready to get educated. How have you been?
All right. Sounds great. You couldn't pick a better product.
Well, let's talk about your operation. You farm down in the Wyoming area, and maybe just tell us what you do.
I'm a producer. We run about 3,000 breeding ewes, and then we feed out our own lambs, and then I buy a few lambs on the side too. So that's mainly our range operation, and we at the mercy of the weather. And right now we're crying.
We'll get into that a little bit because I think a lot of folks up in North Dakota and Minnesota in our region, we obviously dealt with the drought as well, but we always kept hearing that the folks to the south of us down Iowa and that way, everybody got rain and there were more rain than they can deal with, but actually in Wyoming, that wasn't the case.
Not in our area up in that northeast corner. It just wouldn't come. Just didn't. It was dry. And early, it's kind of funny, this summer it was hot and dry and now it's cold and dry.
See, you guys didn't even get bailed out in September. At least North Dakota, a good portion of it got bailed out with some rain, but you just had one snowstorm, and that's it.
Oh, up where we're at, we had one snowstorm. It was really, really wet and heavy, and it was gone in 2 weeks. But the southern part of the state's starting to catch a little moisture now, but up north, nothing.
Well, let's talk about lamb. Obviously, that's an important product for you, and you were telling me before we got on the air here that lamb consumption is up. Things are looking pretty good. So tell us what you want us to know out there, because lamb is not prevalent. Obviously, we've got bison, we've got cows, we've got different things like that. I'm sure there's lambs up there, but it's not a prevalent industry.
We're on the comeback. What happened is during COVID, the cruise ships and the high-end restaurants shut down. Well, 30% of the lamb, we furnished 30% of the lamb to those two industries. But what happened is when that happened, there was no place for that 30% to go. So the American Lamb Board switched our role and started pushing it towards retail, getting it so you could buy it in the grocery stores. Well, since we've done that, consumption of lamb has increased 25%. Ground lamb in different parts of the country has gone up 40%. So lamb is on. People are finding out that, you can go to the grocery store, buy it. You don't have to go on a cruise or a high-end restaurant to get it. You can walk into the grocery store and pick up the lamb. And if you're looking for recipes, you can go to the American Board, on the American Board Lamb website. And we've got bloggers out there that are putting recipes out weekly. Good recipes for all cuts of meat. So right now, lamb is at all-time record highs. I mean, it's a cash crop right now. Good.
Well, and that was the next question I was going to ask you about, and especially in beef and some other industries. Pricing seems to be, something that has really been hard for some producers, not getting the higher level, but then they go to the grocery store and they see the prices way up. So is that the same type of issue that you're seeing in the lamb industry?
Well, yes, but the price of lamb in the stores hasn't gone up that much. And it's nothing like the beef industry. And it's still a little more high end cut. You have to pay a little more for it, but it's not excessive. Especially the Lamberger side of it, you can pick that up pretty reasonable.
Peter, is there a website folks can check out?
Yes, go to AmericanLamb.com and you'll find all the recipes that you. And every week there's a different recipe out there.
Our coverage of the NAFB National Convention in Kansas City is brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.